So outside of being a selfish sack of shit that doesn't give a fuck about me or anyone else in this fucking family. So what's up, man? How you been?
Alright. That took a turn.
This Four Loko's whooping my ass.
Took a little bit of a turn there.
Oh. Fuck you.
Yo, I'm fine. That smell is so nasty.
You shut your face. Weddings are the only thing that can get you out here, huh? Fuck me, right?
What?
I mean, I wouldn't. Oh, you were saying it was by the brothels. I mean, that's pretty close to San Antonio. I mean, it's like actually right there. Well, it's like Round Rock.
I mean,
it's like Round Rock.
That's long.
It's like Round Rock.
It's like Round Rock. All the way down.
Hey, that's cool. Hey, I get it. Drive 7 hours to see some people get married. I get it.
I was invited.
Hey, you was invited to Ricky's too. Oh my God, we had the red carpet out for you, dog.
Man.
We had the red fucking... Hey, Ricky's just over here just like, hey, am I a joke to your brother? I was like, hey, look, man, I did not mean for him to disrespect you like this. I didn't know he was like this.
No, what's crazy is I went through 1 in a million on the way back.
So ain't nobody give a fuck about no breakfast tacos, 1 in a million. You should have went to Taco Shack. See, you selfish. You selfish.
But you wouldn't want to Taco.
Yes. Actually, Ricky's, but you know, you don't care about what I want.
Oh, shit.
You don't care about me.
My bad.
That's fun. Just the burdens of being an older brother, guys. You know, it just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about them, but they don't give a fuck about you. It's fun.
I wouldn't really say that.
I mean, I will. I am.
I suppose.
But anyway, today, so first off, we're testing out these new mics because Jeff doesn't want to because we did it that one time and it didn't really work out the way that it should have. But I think we're going to be all right right now. But it is a year ago today, Deion Sanders was hired as the coach of Colorado. Mm. So what do you think about Deion's venture? I've been talking about it on this podcast, but I don't think we've gotten your take at all ever. So what do you think about this season's performance and what Deion did or didn't do? Or what do you think about Colorado this year? Season one of Coach Prime.
It was one of the biggest things to ever happen to college sports.
Oh, shit. Okay.
At least in the air quotes modern era of college sports and like recruiting and all those different types of things, NIL, transfer portal, all that type of shit. The worst thing that could have happened, though, is what ended up happening in that we didn't have crazy lofty expectations at our goals.
Wait, what do you mean? We didn't have crazy lofty expectations or goals?
Well, when people would say crazy or lofty expectations, they would probably say, hey, you're competing for a bowl, even some niggas talking about some, and you, like, we're not going to be surprised if they end up being the top, you know, at least top 25 school, which for a good chunk of the season, they ended up being what it was. So, like, you started out the best way you could have possibly did it. That first loss to Oregon, though.
I ain't going to lie to you. After TCU, UTSA, USC, yeah. Colorado, Bama, or Georgia.
I know.
That's the CFP.
I know.
And like I told you the other day, if you were told at the beginning of the year that UTSA and USC were going to have the same record, I was going to tell you, I know.
Yeah.
Now.
He turned it around, like, long story less long. Like Deion turned Colorado around, and again, it's still one of the biggest stories that happened in college.
Would you consider this season a success for Colorado and Deion?
I would.
Hmm. Like, I mean, I agree with you, but there's some hating-ass niggas and Jason Whitlock.
But here are the differences between, like, not to, like, cop out with it, but, like, by definition, you quadrupled your win total.
I mean,
that's turning the program around.
If you can get a 400% return on any investment, I'll take it.
Losing the last, two months of games, though.
Well, I think... I've been saying it all year, and we'll get to it here later on, but I think that the Pac-12 is the best conference in college football this year. From top to bottom, I believe they were the best conference.
Which ended up being the case, at least for, you know, especially in the meaningful points of the season, which was over these past couple of days and weeks and stuff.
Actually, my perception of the Pac-12 being the best conference in college football could also be heavily tied to that Colorado-Oregon game. I know a lot of people saw that Colorado-Oregon game, and in my opinion, were heavily overvaluing how good Oregon is. Oregon's a good team, obviously, but I didn't believe they were what everybody thought they were all year. And the only team they lost to, I believe, was Washington, right? They just lost to them twice?
Oregon, yeah.
That's the only team they lost to. So, I mean, they're still a really good football team, but Because we had, because at that time, we had high expectations of Colorado. And we saw what Oregon did to a team that a majority of people had high expectations of. So because of that, we're just like, damn, first of all, we're going to keep that image in our head all season for Colorado. And two, we're considering that a big win for Oregon. When in all actuality, it wasn't shit.
Yeah, but
it was just another day.
But like, deadass with those expectations, at least before the season, like, after the TCU game, like I, too, was very much of the, like, yes, I could see this team be ranked. Yes, I could see this team be bowl eligible, all those different types of things. And, again, you were ranked for a good chunk of that season. That Oregon loss just opened everything and then some, whether it was Prime saying, oh, my sucks, whether it's defense just not being defense at all, whether it was all it takes of Shador, who is still one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the country, but you can make the argument that, yeah, you held the ball way too long. It was a very fun thing to see. And, like, the expectations that I had deadass before the season, or especially after the TCU game, was, like, as mentioned, like, they were going to be bowl eligible. They were going to, like, they've already had the biggest turnaround, arguably, in school history, at least since whenever they were, like, really good back in the late 90s and stuff. Like, that was one of the biggest just surges in energy and investment in that town. Like, you turned it around in more ways than just football. It sucks that the actual product, especially down the stretch, ended up being what we've seen Colorado to be, especially since they left the Big 12 business.
Well, they're going back now, but I have a theory. I talked about this earlier in the year, but I have a theory, and I know how you feel about Arthur Smith, but
I think, for clarification, fuck Arthur Smith till it's 10 toes. Like, I'm 10 toes down in that fact.
I don't think he made your hate list, though, but okay.
If he didn't, then that was a very glaring omission on my part. He's definitely headlining the list.
All right. So with that being said, I think that the worst, if you're going to be a former player, the worst position for you to come from to be a head coach is corner.
Okay.
Because corners are isolated. They're me first, not team first. In general. Me first, not team first. Divas. I don't really think they see the big picture. They really don't exist for 40 to 50% of the game. Like, whenever there's power ran, anybody give a fuck who's out of corner?
Whenever,
like, nobody give a fuck. You run and dive, or if, like, the Philly, the tush push, anybody give a fuck who's at corner? So, but when you have that mentality, and when you're as great as Deion is, I think that it causes you to not really see the game in totality. And because of that, I think that is another reason why Colorado had issues this year. Now, obviously, I'm Team Colorado, Team Prom. Like, you know, I'm with all the shits. But I did have questions early in the year. And based off of the way the season ended up playing out, I see myself as being right. Like, we can't, like, a corner in general. Like, I mean, I'm sure, you know, you got your Herman Edwards. I mean, hell, Larry Coker was a corner.
Yeah.
Nick Saban was a corner.
Right.
Like, I think Dabo might have been a corner or receiver.
Was
like,
quarterback, I think.
A quarter? Quarter, really?
Yeah,
okay. But it's just, in general, I don't think corners or DBs, for that matter, because you saw Ed Reed when he was coaching at FAMU or some school or something, and then he started going crazy on some shit.
Yeah.
And he was justified in doing that, but he also should have been aware of the job that he was taking at that time. It's not like it was brand new that their facilities were shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knew what it was when he signed, or at least he should have.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think that most other position groups would have been like, yeah, this is what it is. Like, this is bad. We got to make it better. But
do you think we'll see a little bit more of those? Maybe not so much Hall of Fame caliber names, but at least, like, very notable former players get into coaching for real? I don't think we're going to see another, like, Ed Reed Prime-esque type of figure saying, hey, I want to coach. Like, not just, like, it's one thing if you want to coach, like, your kids in high school or some shit like that. It's whole different if you're coaching any form of Division I or just college football in general. But obviously the Power Five and a place like that, like, it looks different. You're immediately starting with those eyeballs. Like, do you think we would see, like, would you want to see more of that? Like,
what I want to, yes, but I don't think there's no real incentive. Like, the only way a former player, or I think A former player of note, better yet, because, I mean, everybody's technically a former player. I mean, Greg Popovich played at some point somewhere. Eric Spoelstra was all heaven in college, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean, but as far as, like, somebody like a Deion or, like a Hall of Fame-ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? I think the only way they would want to or be enticed to is if they have a child on the team, if they have some type of investment. Because outside of that, like, I mean, it's... I'm not saying it can't be done. Obviously, people do it every day, but it's hard to have the same drive, motivation to coach a sport that you're an all-time great at. Because if you're an all-time great at the sport, you're probably pretty well-known, multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to be invested to wake up at 4 or 5 a.m. to coach these niggas that don't give a fuck when I already got my gold jacket and I'm a multimillionaire. So, I mean, like a nigga like Mike, like the good coaches, like a nigga like Mike McDaniel, the nigga like Bill Belichick, I don't know what his playing career was, but I'm sure he had one. But I do believe the less successful you are as a player, the better you can be as a coach, because things just come to you naturally. And things, when you're a natural, you can't teach something.
Yeah.
Like that, you would think that it would be like, oh yeah, no, you'd be the best person for it, but no. Like, just like, I mean, Gilbert is always getting on niggas that go see Hakeem Olajuwon, and I mean, you can obviously teach footwork and things like that, but, and I'm sure Hakeem worked on it heavily, but some niggas are just clumsy, some niggas are just goofy, some niggas will never be able to do what it was that he was able to do.
Like, it's only a select group. Like, I haven't seen fucking Kelly Olynyk. Or niggas like that working with. Like, it was always like Kobe and Dwight Howard and fucking, I think, Giannis at some point. Like,
nah, this faster.
So, I mean, I can understand that. Would there be is there a name, like, in the hypothetical world, is there a name in particular that you would love to see, or even just from the entertainment factor, like, see them be a coach?
See them be a coach? I mean, yeah, I don't think he has the maturity to do it, but I think the only other person that could somewhat have the type of impact that Deion had is Cam.
Yeah.
Who would give him that opportunity?
He definitely strikes as like a, not a high school coach, but like the prep academy, like, as niggas. Like, if he was in any of those, like, IMGs.
Bishop Sycamore and Cam Newton need to collab. I mean, Cam has the money to make them a legitimate school. Yeah. Cam has the name, the branding. They need to team up.
He does.
Bishop Sycamore, call Cam Newton. What's the nigga's name? Coach Mackey? Call fucking Cam Newton and get that shit on the rocks. Let's go.
Hey, was that staying in there? Was that?
Probably.
Okay.
Fuck that nigga.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, no, right on.
Okay, I got you.
Anyway, so you think it was a success? I do also agree. I think that a 400% increase on your wins, or four times your wins, I think that you can consider that an improvement.
But a lot of people overshot the expectations. That's the only reason why they're calling it a failure.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. And I mean, nigga, we're all guilty of it. But I mean, that's just how much we love Deion. That's how much of a lightning rod Deion is. Like, nigga, neither of us saw Deion Sanders play in his heyday. And we both were like, yeah, nah, Deion, him, dog. Like, nah, fuck with Deion. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because he's truly, like, if we look at, like, what the impact of, like, former players. Like, there's a lot of people that would have those ties, like, with basketball that would say, you know, Allen Iverson was one of the most influential, at least in our time, like, people our age group and shit like that. Like, a lot of people would say, like, Michael Vick, same thing for us, but, like, with football. Deion is, I think, a vast majority, outside of the obvious great athletic ability and career, but to have the confidence, the energy, the try my best not to say the actual word, but I have to say it. Like,
you can only get that from a corner, I believe.
Probably.
A defensive player, but a corner is the only one that's going to have that. I mean, sure, Ray Lewis, but outside of that, like, I think, because the confidence, like, you have to have it. You have to already be, like, an egotistical, maniacal narcissist to make it to any type of professional level.
Yeah.
You already have to have some form of that. You ain't got to all be all the way in it. Yeah. But if you, like, touch the ball, like, if you're a skill position, like, yeah.
And that's the thing with Brown, too, because, like Ray Lewis, example you just said just now, he is obviously one of the best defensive players, one of the best football players to ever play a game, but Deion Sanders is very firmly one of the most recognizable and, like, popular sports figures ever.
Well, because Deion scored more touchdowns. and was more exciting. Like, Deion did punt returns. Then, like, Ray Lewis not returning kicks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know, he had just more opportunities to be exciting. But I agree with you.
But with the thing now with him as a coach, I mean, a good chunk of it is because of off the back of his playing career and stuff like that. But I believe that there are a lot more coaches that are closer to the side of being, air quotes, cool, like a Deion Sanders, to where that should play a factor alongside with obviously the money in whatever program that you're in with NIL funds and shit like that. Like, people really going through to Colorado because of just the energy and like the aura and shit that Coach Prime brings.
Yeah. I mean, a coach is what brings you to any college.
Yeah.
Well, a coach is what brings most players.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm asking, long-winded way of saying, do you think, and granted, I do know how you feel as far as coaches go, but I think that may just be more a basketball thing than a football thing, but do you think that there are cool coaches still?
Yeah, I think in general, I think if we're talking just college football, I think the only exception is Nick Saban. I think after that... No, as far as you don't have to be cool. But I think because the perception of Nick Saban is he's the stickler, hard-ass, whatever, that whenever he does anything kind of cool, it's overly cool.
Yeah,
like the perception that I think of Bill Belichick, maybe. But like, I'm sure the players are just like, nah, he's pretty cool. I mean, like, he gets on our ass, but he's pretty cool. But he's probably just a regular guy. But because we think he's supposed to be a dick 99% of the time.
Yeah. Plus, in those situations, winning makes them cool. Like the Patriot way was, like, it wasn't until maybe just recently over the past 2-3 years that people really looked back and said, oh, the Patriot way was full of shit.
Mm. It's the Brady way, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
But that's
greatest player in football. And Taysom Hill could be a great coach. But, yeah, fuck Colorado. What? Oh, my bad.
But I guess put a pin to it, like, there have been a lot of transfer guys. There have been a lot of guys decommitting, flipping to different spots here. A lot of people are saying that's code, for lack of a better way of saying it, of, yeah, Prime that we're getting out of here sooner rather than later.
And it makes
sense considering, like, even if Shador were to come back for another year, it's only one more year. And I think a lot of people are as close to a consensus saying that if he was going to leave, it would be after next season. But a lot of people are decommitting and leaving already.
I don't know if we talked about this or if I was just doing something else, but we would like to think that Colorado is going to be a player in the transfer portal. They're going to bring in guys that are going to make the team better, and they have legitimate opportunity of competing in the Big 12, especially a Big 12 that no longer has Texas and OU. Mm-hmm. So because of that, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if Colorado continues to progress, Shador turns up and is the player that everybody or a lot of people think he is, and they can be one of those teams, a Heisman candidate, Travis continues to be what he is, and they can actually compete. If they can make the playoff, win the Big 12, I think bar minimum, they need to win the Big 12. If they win the Big 12, then I think it's going to be more digestible when inevitably Deion says, I don't have the passion to do this anymore. Because we all know, like, Colorado was really just kind of, it was a gamble, but it's already paid off because, like, in those early weeks, like, they had, like, $30 million come to Boulder, like, every week. So, like, he's already paid off, like, financially. I think that if they're able to win a Big 12, maybe make the playoff or, hell, do the unthinkable and win a national championship, then we'll be like, all right, fine, we understand now, Deion. Because I don't think anybody believes Deion's going to be there. What's it, 2023, 2024? I don't think anybody believes Deion's going to be there in 2025, 2026.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody believes that. Deion's going to tell you that. He don't believe that.
Yeah.
In no way.
Like, you kind of did a similar thing to that leaving from Jackson State, which kind of led to, like, a lot of people were, yo, like, this is crazy going to a power five school, but there are a lot of people that, I guess if it was just strictly on the HBCU side, or at least like how he left.
God is calling him back to the booth with NFL Network and CBS, maybe ESPN. He'll be on Nightcap with Shannon.
Exactly. Like, he can say that and he can probably get that off. Like, for a good chunk of people who've been through as close to every step of these past 4 or 5 years, he can probably still say the exact same thing and probably still get it off.
So can we do anything? We just say God's calling us to do it.
We shouldn't.
God is calling me to hate LeBron James guts and anybody that likes LeBron James. Okay. Fuck you.
Okay.
God's calling me to do that. That's my purpose. No? Just like Jalen Hurst said, like, yeah, I had a purpose before you had an opinion. Like, I hated LeBron before you knew LeBron. Like, that's just what it is.
That did happen.
Hey, man. And you heard Jalen Miro try to say that last night? No, he probably didn't. But yeah, no, he tried to, like, no, he butchered it. But like, I'm just like, dog, you can't steal the quote from the quarterback that went to that same school. Like, at least say, hey, big bro Jalen once said, like, the nigga tried to make it like it was his own. Like, nigga, we all saw Jalen Hurts say that.
Wise man once said.
Exactly. You could at least said that. A wise man once said. He just, and but like, dog, Jalen Miro, what the fuck you doing?
That's why I love Jameis Winston on some shit. He was talking about, like, I saw him on my train. He's like, man, what'd he say? He just said be prepared.
Yeah, I was talking about my nigga Jalen, right? And my nigga Jalen said something like, I had an opinion before niggas had purpose and shit.
Exactly.
hey. Does, nigga.
Roll Tide about to win another championship.
I guess, that's a nice little transition over. So the college football playoff has been solidified. We may or may not be potting again later tonight with Jeff. We're going to bring this up again, but Jeff's not going to have anything of substance to say outside of Texas is in, go Texas, Texas fight. Yeah. So we're going to have the real conversation now.
Right.
So college football playoff has been solidified. I believe it's Michigan 1. Washington 2, Texas 3, Bama 4. So, what do you think? The committee got it wrong, or they're a piece of shit?
Can't be true.
Yeah, that's why I said that, yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, look, what we have known the college football playoff to be, it's just an iteration of the BCS. Mm. If you go undefeated, if you're in a major conference, which obviously we know about the Power Five conferences, that's the criteria. I don't think anyone expected for teams not named Clemson for that team to be out of the ACC of all places type shit. So, but with the context does matter in this case. I 100% believe and agree with a lot of people that even if Florida State were to have gotten in, they would have stuck out in the worst ways imaginable. They would have been like how TCU was in the national title game, which I guess isn't technically fair because you basically did something similar to that against Michigan, who basically is the same team, just older. But we are where we are type shit.
I mean, look, it's unfortunate for Florida State, but at the end of the day, the fact that the ACC is only a Power Five because of basketball.
Yeah, it is. Like, so the ACC has always been a basketball conference. I don't understand people that would say otherwise, but it is still a Power Five conference, and you did have an undefeated.
Not in football. Not in football. Like Florida State does have an argument. I know that Florida State fans are pissed. Sorry, Joel. Like I understand y'all are mad.
Like if it was Clemson, like those Trevor Lawrence years, the Deshaun Watson years, Todd Boyd and all that. Like so if there's a similar scenario with that, but instead of Florida State, it was a team like Clemson, a team that's been there on their own merits in years past. But if something were to have been a wrinkle, and you just swapped out those two names, would it have been different in your eyes?
In my eyes, yes. But in actuality, it shouldn't. Like the ACC, like the only reason why Clemson would get a pass is because Clemson has been dominating the ACC for a period of time.
Yeah.
But because they didn't this year at all,
yeah.
Like, there's not going to be any respect on the ACC conference in football until Miami's relevant.
Yeah.
Because, like, you got to – because the Big Ten – I mean, look, I'll just say it now. Here's my hot take. I mean, Michigan shouldn't be in.
I agree.
I know that they're number one and they won the Big Ten and all that, but the Big Ten is – the Big Ten is better than the ACC because Michigan and Ohio State are better than – every team in the ACC,
yeah.
But outside, and maybe Penn State could beat or can compete with Florida State.
Yeah.
But after that, the Big Ten's trash. At least this past season. Mm. Next year they're gonna have the Pac-12, so you know.
Mm.
But and the ACC trash. I'm a hater, so I don't want Texas to be in. But I believe Michigan doesn't belong in what's there. But I'm fine with them being there because they're undefeated, right?
Michigan,
yeah. Okay, so I'm fine with them being there. They're undefeated conference champ, but that same logic you would think applies to Florida State. We just don't respect the ACC. I personally don't respect the Big Ten, so I'm fine with – I would be fine with neither of them being in.
I don't even think it's too much of a disrespect towards the ACC, but it's more of like on some troll shit. We know that this dude's not a finalist, but if we're talking off of value, like the biggest case of that was whenever Jordan Travis got hurt. I mean, yes, you still won games, whether it was with piss poor competition.
So it's not value.
The ACC,
but you're still winning. It's not value.
But that has to be the only reason why Florida State's not in. Like Jordan Travis was healthy. They probably would have been in because of the idea of being a more intriguing type of matchup because we know it's a different team.
Florida State's not in because we all agree that the SEC is better than the ACC. And if anything, I think the SEC got robbed.
The SEC did?
Yes. Georgia belongs. Georgia is a top four team in the nation. You aren't a top two team all year. Remember this like the same like a couple of years ago when I was like Clemson was number one all year. 15 weeks. Lose the last game national championship and now they're trash. They got the same amount of losses as the national champ. Yep. Like I was saying the same shit. So like it don't matter who the team is, but Georgia undefeated, defending national champs. They've won what? The past two, right?
Past two champions.
They won the past two.
29 straight.
They lost one game to Alabama. They didn't lose to Georgia Tech, Georgia State, Kansas. They lost to Alabama. And Alabama gets to go in. I mean, I think that's tough. I think that's tough. I understand that it's the SEC championship game, but both these teams have the exact same record. And honestly, yes, I'm a hater. I'm saying it. Fuck Texas. That's what it's been forever. But I'm becoming lighter towards it because I focus Sarkisian. I like Xavier Worthy, even though he only got one more year. He's probably going to leave. But, I mean, Arch, I mean, it's hard to not fuck with Arch. It's hard. But, I mean, I'm sure these Texas fans will find a way. Like, niggas like Jeff will find a way. Like, nigga don't know shit about football, but he's going to be in here, UT, Texas vibe, but not going to say anything else. Like, that's why I hate UT. And that's why I hate UT.
So what do you say to the SEC bias?
I think the SEC bias is correct because if Georgia was okay, who do you think will win in this matchup? Georgia versus Michigan. Who do you think will win?
Georgia versus Michigan? I would say Georgia, but like Michigan is a good team.
Sure they are. Like, yeah, they barely beat Iowa. Yeah, sure they are.
Yeah, well, I mean.
What, it was 20-6?
No, it was 26-0, I think.
No, they scored.
They did score?
Yeah, they scored.
Right on.
But, okay, Georgia will probably win? Okay, fine. Yeah. Georgia or Washington?
I'd say Georgia.
Oh, okay. Georgia or Texas?
Probably say Georgia.
Oh, okay. Georgia or Bama? Well, we just saw them play, so it's a toss-up. Yeah. It's a toss-up.
Like the SEC is always...
I think Georgia will be favored against every team in the top four. So because of that...
Yeah.
And honestly, I know like the committee really fucked themselves by trying to make a big deal over this head-to-head matchup between Texas and Bama. Because, yes, I understand and acknowledge that happened, but also at the end of the day... Like, that head-to-head happened. Sure, it matters. But it's a committee, and there's multiple things that come into play. It's not like just like, this is the rule, this is the tiebreaker, this is it. You have say-so. And I think that anybody could objectively say, okay, I think that Texas has the worst loss. If it's between Texas and Bama, Texas has the worst loss. They lost to a team that didn't even make their conference championship game.
Yeah, that was a Red River game.
Right? Exactly. Yep. They lost to a team that didn't even make their conference championship game, whereas Bama lost to a team that won their conference.
Yep. And it is still the best conference.
This season, I would say Pac-12, but I mean, yeah, sure.
Well, but, yeah, like Pac-12 has the depth, but like the same thing when it came to the Big Ten versus the ACC. Georgia and Bama against anybody? Everybody? I don't hate those odds.
If Georgia and that's the problem, and that is why Georgia's not in, because they couldn't explain. They're already catching enough heat for Florida State not being in. They would not be able to explain having Georgia ranked over Alabama, and they couldn't justify Alabama being over Texas because they apparently believe in this fucking. I mean, I don't get it. Like, last week you said, hey, Florida State, y'all in. all they did was win their conference. And it's like, you know what? Fuck you. Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But for some reason, Texas winning the Big 12 when I don't give a shit that Oklahoma State competed and was the team that made it to the conference championship. The best two teams in the Big 12 are Texas and OU. And OU beat Texas. It's unfortunate that OU lost another game earlier in the year, but those are the two best teams in the conference. Nobody believed Oklahoma State had a chance. I think that Georgia got screwed. But with that being what it is, real early predictions, I think we're going to have Bama and Texas in the national championship game. It's going to be in Houston. And honestly, I would love nothing more than for Alabama to win that game just because, oh, we deserve to be in because we beat them in week four. All right, cool. All right, well, we'll come to your state and we'll beat you too for the national championship. Sorry.
That's them. That's Bama. That's been Bama. That's been the SEC. And for essentially that national championship to be an SEC championship game.
But that's what really upsets me. And I think that's part of, I think, that there you go. There you go, that man. All right. But another thing that upsets me is I think the committee was fine with, like, screwing over teams because they're like, hey, next year we're going to have eight. Like, hey.
I thought it was 12.
What?
Left for the playoff.
Oh, 12?
I think it's 12.
Oh, okay, fine. 12. All right. Even better. So.
Yeah. So, like, it's good. It's always funny. It's always funny, especially now with, in the last year of it being the four teams, like the most controversy, scandal-filled, like Michigan with the sign-stealing shit, whatever the case.
Yeah, I forgot all about that, but now they're number one.
Yeah.
Like, and not only are they number one, but now they get to see Alabama.
Did he score?
My man, I hope so.
I think maybe that's the one.
Alabama, like, what's really upsetting, if Michigan is as good as you say they are, it's the Big Ten. But if Michigan is good, then I think that the two best teams in the playoffs have to play in the semifinal. Michigan and Bama would be the two best teams. Like, at Texas, great season. Shout out to you, Texas. You lost to a team that didn't make your conference championship. I saw you struggle for 3.5 quarters in Wyoming. Like, you not that team. You like the, like, this... This isn't like Texas teams of the past that were actually dominant and looked like national championship contenders. This is just a team that happened to win games.
Great athletes.
I wouldn't even say all that. Mm. I like some of them.
But see, so you're a Pac-12 guy. Just no shot to Washington at all. Like, you have no chance.
Not against Texas. Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay.
No. That's still a Pac-12 defense.
Yeah.
That's a Pac-12 defense. Like, what are we talking about?
Michael Penix won the Heisman. I say it's Jaden Daniels, but
I think nobody should win the Heisman this year. If we're gonna, like, if we're talking about stats, then it should be Jaden Daniels. But I can't give the Heisman to a nigga that's fucking 8-4 or 9-3, whatever the fuck you are. Like, how are you the best player in college football? You didn't even have a chance of being in the playoff.
Well, what was USC's record?
What the fuck are you doing? what the fuck are you doing? what was it? It's like 11-2, right? 10-3?
I do not.
No, I think it was 11. Or I think it was 11-3. I think they lost to the Tulane and then Utah twice. Utah in the conference and then Utah in the regular season.
That's true. It's still bad though.
I mean, yeah, bad for their standards. That's why they didn't make the playoff.
I mean, but that's the thing. But that's the thing. The Heisman shit though, like they're very clearly out of the.
They played in the Pac-12 championship game. Jaden Daniels wasn't even in. What? Jaden Daniels?
Yeah,
Jaden. Yeah, they weren't even in the conference championship game. Like, shut up. His stats are better than Joe Burrow. Honestly, all that does is make me think we shouldn't have given it to Joe Burrow. Because that's crazy for his stats to be better than Joe Burrow and that team do what they did, having the weapons that they had, but this guy's stats are better.
Yeah.
And them not even be considered.
What the fuck is this nigga doing?
Hey, that's my man.
Wow.
Let Russ cook! Let Russ cook, my dog!
I mean, Cortland Sutton has been, for me, the most underrated user target in the league. And I think the only reason why he's underrated is because he plays for the Broncos.
Yeah, nah, fuck the Broncos. So, anyway, what do you think? Bama, Texas, you agree? Who you think is winning? Like, what do you think early?
I think it's very... Like it's going to be Bama, Texas. It's going to be Bama, Texas.
Okay, yeah, good. Nah, so apparently, I really wanted this game. Yeah. So apparently, Georgia and Florida State are going to be playing in the Orange Bowl.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Cool, I mean.
It might be like 45-6, favor of Georgia, but.
Oh, yeah. But I like that game. That's I'm glad that game's happening.
But if, like, to play the hypothetical one more time, like, if Jordan Travis wasn't hurt,
okay,
it would have been at least.
Let me tell you something. I don't know shit about Jordan Travis. Who the fuck is Jordan Travis? Let me tell you something. Who the fuck is Jordan Travis? Apparently, I mean, context clues, I'm guessing he's the starting quarterback for Florida State?
Yes,
he is. Okay. Yes, sure. Like, fuck that guy.
There was a run that he was a front runner for the Heisman.
There was a run Shadur was. Like, what? Jordan Travis.
Those expectations.
If they had Jordan Travis. Hey, look. He ain't no Cardale Jones.
Which is crazy.
He ain't no Cardale Jones.
Which is crazy, because that was the first college football playoff.
It was.
Won by a third-string quarterback. I mean, Grant Anderson, Ezekiel Elliott. But, like.
And other guys. And other guys.
Yeah, he's playing. Like, so, was there at the time.
And other guys. I'm sure that one of the bosses, if not both.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. It was definitely.
Marshawn Lattimore.
Yeah, definitely.
Michael Thomas.
Like, you had niggas. Great recruiter there, Urban Meyer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Speaking of great recruiter Urban Meyer, Texas A&M got a new coach. Not Urban Meyer.
Definitely not Urban Meyer. I like Mike Elko.
I mean, you have to.
Yeah, exactly. But that run, especially that 2020 year, which I think that the Aggies got robbed in favor of Notre Dame, who got the break speed off of them against Alabama in the semifinal.
Cap.
What do you mean?
Cap.
Just saying, but. But like in the best moments over the past, like the best moments of the Jimbo Fisher era at A&M, Mike Elko was there and was calling the defense, a side of the ball that was often neglected despite having Von Miller in that run, Miles Garrett in that run, just a lot of niggas there on that defense, especially the defensive line perspective.
Yeah, but like the offense has been trash. Quarterback sucks.
Offense has not been
fake ass Devon A-Chain.
Oh, not too much on that.
Fuck that nigga.
Isaiah Spiller, like you have
overrated
guys there. My biggest thing against A&M is that of all divisions, whenever you first moved to the SEC, you went into the best division in all of college football. Like, you always have to deal with Alabama. You might have to deal on an off year Auburn making a run. You had to deal with Joe Burrow, with Justin Jefferson, and Jamar Chase, and all them niggas.
Now you got to deal with UT again.
Yes, and OU.
Thought y'all got away. It's like, hey, y'all forgot. Y'all still under us, too. Y'all just haven't had to play us. Y'all been ducking us for a decade, bitch-ass nigga. Welcome back to Norman, Oklahoma.
But I'm 10 toes dead-ass down for it. If A&M were to have been in the SEC East this entire time,
oh my God,
it would have been A&M versus Georgia just about every year. And I'm not going to sit here and say
what are you
Georgia's
talking about?
Being A&M more than...
So Georgia would still be... It would still be Georgia versus Bama. It would still be Georgia versus Bama.
I wouldn't think it would be more than the latter. I don't think so.
Right on.
But...
Because
right mind you, they never played. They've never played since A&M moved to the SEC.
To y'all's benefit.
Maybe to y'all's benefit. Maybe so. But back to Elko. Elko, great defensive coordinator, great continuity, like trying to continue at least some bits of continuity. The biggest task for him now is to obviously make sure that the guys that are toying around, or if not already in the transfer portal, get out of the transfer portal and stay with A&M. Like, I'm looking at that entire defense, but I'm also looking at Evan Stewart specifically at the wide receiver position.
Hey, look, he coming to Colorado, man.
Yeah.
Boulder.
Not too familiar with what the offense is going to look like as far as who's calling plays, because Bobby Petrino was OC, but now he's back in Arkansas with the same position. So Connor Wiegman is the guy. He was hurt. I forget what week it was in the season. Not to say it as if that derailed anything. Like, they were very firmly out of contention before he got injured. But just like actually try and build something again. Like, Jimbo definitely had the great intentions. It just sucked that in his absolute best, that equated to an 8-9 win season. Like nigga really did feel like Jason Garrett, but he got paid $10 million a year, which is nuts.
Very much so. But UTSA looks like we get to hold on a trailer, so you know, yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
happy for that.
Yeah, sounds great. You
know, I guess we'll transition over to gay shit that nobody really gives a fuck about, but the NBA in-season tournament.
Fair enough. Right enough.
So we got, I mean, now that the we finished group play and we're officially in the knockout rounds, what do you think thus far of the NBA's in-season tournament? Success? Stupid? Phoenix. What?
Phoenix Suns and nothing, dog. Sorry. You know what I mean?
So, like, but will you at least acknowledge that, like, you know, it's rigged?
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
I mean, like hey, sorry.
So, so does the NBA like KD or LeBron more?
They like money.
So that doesn't answer my question.
I mean, I would say that they care about LeBron more. But if we're talking...
All right, y'all heard it here first. Y'all have no chance on Tuesday or Monday. What day is it?
Monday.
Yeah, see, we don't care. Nobody cares. In-season tournament. Nobody cares. These fucking elitist-ass billionaires playing for 500K while we're just over here just begging for crumbs.
So slightly unrelated topic.
Now, completely related. Fuck these guys. These selfish-ass billionaires.
But like, do you think that the Warriors are going to trade Klay Thompson?
What? No.
Would you want to?
No. Hey, look. Hey, it's still fuck Klay, but no, nigga. Okay. This is loyalty over here. You wouldn't know nothing about that. Okay. Niggas that listen to this podcast wouldn't know nothing about that. It's loyalty over here. Hey, Klay pisses me off, but that's my Klay.
That's my
Klay. That's my Dre. That's my Klay. That's my Dre. Those are my dogs. Those are my guys. Hey, look, we done had way too many good times for us to just be like, hey, you know what? You're not, hey, like, we would never do our brother the way LeBron did D-Wade. We would never do one of our brothers that way. Now, you could say, hey, but you traded Jordan Poole. What about Jalen? Before years. Niggas was young. True. They weren't really a part of that.
They wouldn't. Would Mike Dunleavy do it? Like, if it was depending on the team, then yeah, no, we doing this till the wheels fall off.
No.
Mike Dunleavy got
it. He's not going to do it because Mike Dunleavy's not, like, nothing's going to happen that Steph doesn't approve.
That's fair.
So... That's fair. You're not trading Klay or Draymond because Steph is actually a loyal nigga, unlike, you know, Kevin Durant, LeBron James.
He is.
Giannis.
But like, a real conversation probably needs to be had, though, as far as, like, what that... Like what do you truly think, now, 20-some-odd games into the season, if shit were to stop today... Golden State Warriors
are... If shit were to stop today, we're not in a good position. If shit were to stop today, we're not in a good position. But that's the thing.
Don't
stop today. Start to, hey, not, what the fuck you doing? We might be a playing team. I like our chances. But the thing is, I'm already knowing, hey, Houston, salute. Y'all doing y'all thing right now. Minnesota, y'all doing y'all thing right now. OKC. Dallas. Like, these are all really good teams. But
OKC.
These are good teams in the West, but they're not going to be 1, 2, 3, 4 like they are right now.
No.
Like, that's not happening.
No, like, that for sure. But, like, you can definitely count maybe one or two of those four teams that you named.
No, they can all be playoff teams, but I'm not saying, like...
Golden State play OKC.
The teams... I'll tell you right now. The teams that are doing better in the standings right now in the Western Conference are the younger teams.
Yep.
The older teams, the teams that we actually believe in, they're the ones that are bottom half or playing.
Shit's a marathon. Type
shit. And the young teams don't know that. Yeah. The old teams do.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, cool, all right, bet. We'll prefer to have home court, but we'll bust y'all's ass, so don't matter where we're playing at.
Yeah.
I think Golden State believes that. I think the Clippers believe that. I think the Lakers believe that. The Clippers might be the worst super team of all time, even though they just beat us the other day, because as I'm watching the game, like, they legitimately, all 48 minutes, the worst player, the worst of the quote-unquote worst of the four is Paul George. And he's actually, oftentimes, if you're watching the game, the best player on the team.
Yep.
But, like, the least accomplished, the least great, like, they, if they want to, they can always have an MVP on the floor with James Harden and Russell Westbrook. If they want to, they can always have who should be the best player or a top five player in the league and Kawhi Leonard on the floor. And then they have the actual best player on the team in Paul George.
But that's at least one of my issues with the Clippers. What's been wrong with Kawhi Leonard? For real.
This season?
I'd say the past 6 years.
Okay.
Or at least you're going on five because he came in 2019.
I think Kawhi is a product of the millennial generation that finds fulfillment in minimal success. Mm. Now, he's seen immense success, but in the grand scheme of things, minimal. Okay. Like, oh, you're a two-time champ, two times finals MVP. Cool. There's other niggas that, you know, have... Hell, there's niggas in the league today that have multiple championships and multiple finals MVPs. So, of the three, or of the... Yeah, I think two or three that are in the league that have those credentials, he the worst.
Yeah.
I don't believe that, but he doesn't show that he's the best.
Yeah. Like, so is it like
consistently?
Is it a lack of assertiveness? Is a lack of availability because of the whole management shit?
He hasn't missed a game this year. Him and Paul George haven't missed a game.
Shout out to the half a mil, you know what I mean? Shout out. You know what I'm saying? Like, look.
Hey.
To happen for niggas
these
to play.
Poverty franchises need even a half a mil. Hey, Warriors wouldn't even need that. To be honest with you, if we went to Vegas, Sin City, that's not good for our team chemistry right now.
That's crazy.
That's not good for our team chemistry. We're going on a retreat. Steph is going on. You didn't go, but in Brentwood, you know they had retreats for like middle school and everything. Remember them retreats? That's what they doing these past couple of days. Yeah. They played yesterday. They don't play again until Wednesday. They had a retreat.
Yeah.
Steph got them niggas together, bonding on some brotherhood shit. Meanwhile, y'all like, hey man, we about to go to Vegas. We about to be at the MGM. Oh my fault. We about to be at the Trump Towers. You know what I'm saying?
Did you know what they did? They did on those Brentwood trips.
I went to all of them. 6th, 7th, 8th grade.
So you saw it.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, no. I mean, in all seriousness,
that's how I found out what a blowjob was.
There it is. Shit like that.
Right on.
Sure. Like
okay.
Sure.
Like my bad.
But
did I ever tell you I turned down a blowjob because I didn't know what it was?
What?
Yeah. 7th grade.
And.
Yeah.
Who?
I have to beat this out. Yeah. And actually, no. It's freshman year. Because I was gone, but I came back for one of your basketball games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to beat that shit out. It was during your game, too. She's like, hey, go to the bathroom, you know, I'll give you a blowjob. I'm just like, what's a blowjob? She just like, I mean, you'll find out if you go. And I'm just over here just like, I think I'm a chew. I told you, I watched that movie No Hard Feelings last night. Mm-hmm. With Jennifer Lawrence or whatever?
No, you 100%.
Bro, that's me. 100%. That's me. That's me.
Nigga, what?
No, better yet, no. Remember on my story a couple of days ago? I posted this story of this nigga playing soccer. This girl's like, hey, come to my room. I got to charge my phone. No, you don't. It's on 96%. Nigga, that is me. That is me.
Shit.
I be seeing that shit be hurt, but I'm like, damn, dog. So many opportunities. Why can't bitches just shoot their shot for real, like straight up? Like, hey, yo, I'm trying to fuck instead of all this fucking indirect bullshit. I was over here just like, no, you don't. You're 96%. I was like, yeah, no, dead ass. That's me. Like, nigga over here watching, hey, Kobe playing, doing his thing. Hey, come with me to the room. Watching the game. Bitch, no, you're good. What are you talking about? Meanwhile, Lakers up by 25. Ain't nothing to worry about. It's the third quarter. I'm like, nah, fuck that. I gotta watch this. Hey, look, man, I didn't know no better.
What?
I ain't gonna lie to you. I do think back, and I be mad sometimes. So many balls that I dropped. Oh my god. Mm. Oh my god. Hey, I got nobody to be upset with but myself, dog. And in college, I turned down an orgy. Well, is it an orgy if it's just one guy and multiple women? Is that an orgy or is that just a...
Are they
running a train on me at that point?
I mean, no one really ever calls it that, but I mean, I guess, essentially.
Well, turned it down. It's the playoffs. Warriors versus Clippers.
I'm about to throw this fucking mic.
No, this bitch is just over here. Hey, come to our crib. We're watching Frozen. Bitch, it's the Warriors and the Clippers. I mean, Frozen is a fire movie, but I've seen it 36 times. I don't give a fuck about this fucking... Like, what are you talking about? I gotta watch this game. It's the Warriors and the Clippers. That was the whole Donald Sterling shit. No, was that Spurs versus Clippers? All I remember was the Donald Sterling shit.
Nah, man.
And I turned it down. I remember that.
I ain't trying to watch this movie. Also fucking... No, like...
She is over here just like, hey, like, me and all my friends are here and, like, send a video and everything. I was like, oh, what's up? God, I'm dead ass. I'm so retarded. I am so retarded.
These women said, basically, hey, yo, come crack my shit. No, not just mine, all my friends' shit.
Well, mind you, I was still blue pill and I was. I had eyes for one. I'm gonna kill myself. And we are back. All right, so in-season tournament. That's crazy. We went from there from the in-season tournament. That's crazy. What y'all listen to the podcast for, y'all. I be giving it up. I be giving it up sometimes.
Hey, yo.
This is what y'all listen for.
Hey,
hey. What's up? We here. Nah, I was watching that movie last night, Dad. Like, I wasn't like just like that guy, but like I was just like, hey, right.
No disrespect, Ernie. I'm gonna have to come back to you.
Nah, for real.
No, little bit.
Nah, for real.
Give me the Spartan notes on inside the NBA type shit.
Oh. Hey, if it was me in college, hey, you should come over. Bitch, it's inside the NBA is coming on right now. What do you mean, come over? I mean, like, you know, I just got back from this party, like, where, you know, I'm just chilling in my room, whatever, just, you know, whatever. I'm like, I mean, you watching the game? Hey, man, sports is over everything, dog. Fuck that.
Ooh.
Hey, well, a wise man once said, I had a purpose before you had an opinion.
Hey, you did not want to know my opinion.
Right on.
You did not want to know.
Hey, look, I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. All right? But.
They just like, no, Michael, you're not listening. We're not watching this movie. We need you to crack our shit in a line.
But you...
Yeah, but I'm a watch.
Yeah, but you said... Okay. It's like, yeah, but I was actually kind of wanting to see that movie. Like, the movie's kind of fire. Like, I saw the trailers and everything. Like, ayo, chill.
Steph won 12 unanswered. I might have to come back to you.
Now, over here sending fucking videos and everything. Like, hey, did you get my video? Bitch, Steph is going crazy right now. Okay? I don't think you understand the man. Like, hey, look. I promise you, your pussy's going to look the exact same after this game. It's going to feel the exact same after this game. Thing is, she wasn't feeling the exact same after the game.
You don't say.
Man, well. Look, man, hey, I made mistakes, all right? Bro, that movie, have you seen No Hard Feelings? Like, the first like hour of the movie, all she's trying to do is fuck this nigga. He's just over here just like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? Yo, chill. What are you, what you want?
I like your wiener, huh?
I like, you know, for real. Let me touch your wiener. Excuse me?
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, hey, man. Hey. Guys. Sports over everything.
S-O-E.
S-O-E. That's the name of this episode. S-O-E. Sports over everything.
Like, we need to put this out into two parts, like SOE, and then the second one, just like in ellipses. Unless, right? Like, just.
Nah, ain't no unless. Fuck you talking about? Hey, look, I'm gonna tell you right now, when we in Vegas, if the Warriors are playing, bitch, you could have fucking all the Victoria's Secret supermodels just walking through the sports book, just like, hey, look, I want you. Bitch, I'm gonna need you to wait. Bitch, it's the second quarter. Like, relax.
I hit on this fucking roulette table. I'm coming into a lobby on some roller skates. Like, I'm fucking
on some roller skate. Okay. Yeah,
nigga, I'm going crazy. I'm going.
Niggas coming in. Hey, we got tickets for you to come see Usher at the Sphere.
I'll keep it a stack. If I come up like something crazy, it is a failed trip if I don't get the clap from one of these hosts. I'll be real.
I'm gonna tell you right now. You can get the clap from one of these hosts for $40.
Right. Right.
For $40.
Which, like, let me say.
Hey, you still got the cards in there. Hey, just call the number. See if it's still active.
Yo, if
even
one of them was active.
What's the problem?
Talking about something. Hey, yo, I'm in your city.
You like single mothers?
I do.
Okay. All right. All right.
Oh, wait. No. That's the line. That's the line of shit right there.
Exactly. Hey, same thing happened to you. What the fuck are you talking about? Hey, man, I love High School Musical. Oh, no, it's a cool movie. What the fuck are you talking about? Hey, yo, we should watch this sometime. Or right now, like, I'm dripping wet. It's Niagara Falls down here. Yeah, no, I'm going to go back home, though. I'm going to play Madden. What the fuck are you talking about? This is crazy. This is what happened. She said, oh, I love High School Musical. You're just like, oh, damn, that's one of my favorite movies. Hey, we should watch it right now. Nah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good.
No, I said, let's do it.
We're soaring.
She said, no. And I'm in the back. I'm like, you know what? I can respect that. I can.
She said, no, .. I want to fuck.
Okay.
And you're just like, all right, well, I was just trying to see the movie. So, I mean, you know what I mean? I guess it is what it is.
I'm just trying to get these dances off to the jam.
Hey, DOE. Hey, no, fact. I got to get my... No. We're all in this together. Hey, man, that's crazy. Okay.
Muscle memory type shit.
So, and hey, man, be like that. So, I guess that just shows what we think about the in-season tournament.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, it's ass, dog.
Facts. It's facts. I mean, it's ass because we don't care about none of the teams in it.
But, like, what was the real conversation from commissioner to owners to teams of, like, hey, we know even the 15th man is making double what the prize is, but we have to make y'all niggas care about this. It was funny to see that.
I think it's still because I think I could be wrong, obviously, but I think that they get paid every 2 weeks. I think.
Yeah.
So if they get paid every 2 weeks, I'm sure their checks are like for like a LeBron, Steph, a Max nigga is probably getting like, I don't fucking know, 2 to 3 million a check, something like that, you know, whatever. So now that 2-3 million is going to be like, yeah, well, it's 2.8. You know what I mean? Like, you're getting that 0.5. Like, that 0.5, like, that 500K, it is something. And these guys are going to be playing basketball already, regardless, 82 games. Mm. So if you're saying, you're telling me if we win this one game, I get $500,000? Mm. All right, yeah, no, I care about this game. So I agree with you. The number could have been higher, but I think that the 500 is enough.
But like, but for the bottom line of business, from what I've seen, at least viewership is up. Like games are like entertaining. Like it's been throughout this stretch of in-season tournament games where a lot of niggas are like, "Yo, did Sacramento trade the wrong point guard?" Type shit. Like the way Tyrese Maxey's been going for fucking 33-17 type shit.
You mean Halliburton?
Yeah, my fault. Yeah, Tyrese Halliburton. Yeah.
I mean, Tyrese Maxey's nice, too. He's the face of the 76ers, apparently.
I guess. I know it's not Joel Embiid, but that's just me. I'm a hater. I get it.
Oh, man. Don't get me started on Joel Embiid.
Don't get me started, huh?
We have another 2 hours on that nigga.
Oh, my God. Where can we start?
Hey, welcome to my hate list. This episode, Joel Embiid. 4 hours. So you tell me 4 hours, you just talk about why you hate Joel Embiid? I mean, I could have went for six.
The next lesson, slavery.
Oh, man. That's a whole other chapter in my hate.
Wait, did DeAndre Hopkins not play?
No, he's playing. I told you, Will Levis called him a nigga.
Oh,
hey, Will Levis said, hey, get the fuck out of my huddle, dog.
Mm. That better not be Zach Morris.
But, Zach Morris. Vegas, I think it's going to be fun, have the teams playing in Vegas and everything. But, I mean, just being around all that sin, all that debauchery. Steph is a family man. The Warriors, they're more of a family, clean-cut organization. So being able to be around their families and their loved ones for an extra period of time, I think that's going to be serving them better. And that's going to get them on the right track to win a championship. So
now, if it was I'm not last year's team, that would have been the reason as to why the Warriors weren't winning a championship.
Actually, if this was last year's team, that might have been the reason why we won a championship. The niggas would have been in Sin City. It's like, hey, look, hey, Jordan, my fault, man. My fault, man. Hey, niggas would have been fucking niggas sitting in the fucking penthouse suite of the fucking Caesar's Palace. They just won a game. They got 500 racks. Draymond just coming. Hey, man, that was on me, dog. I was tripping.
Jordan Poole wanted to be Dennis Rodman so bad if they would have been to Vegas last year. Talking about some, hey, no, like, mind you, practices, that was nuts. Mind you, practice just up the road at fucking Thomas Mack Center.
No, for real. No, facts.
Yeah, no, we haven't seen Jordan in 4 days.
Mm. Hey, team building, hangover, Warriors. The hangover. We got Steph, Draymond, and Klay. All three of them on some buddy cop shit. Hey, we got to find JP. We got a game at 7 o'clock. What's going on? Hey, his mattress is on top of fucking Trump Towers. Exactly. What's going on? Like, hey, man, I love it. You just wrote a great story.
This nigga levitating on the fucking Luxor Pyramid.
Hey, Betty, they can't find him. Then he comes into the game in the second half. They hadn't seen him. Don't know what's going on. Oh, sorry, guys. I had to get this tattoo removed. I fucking met Mike Tyson. It was a tiger. I was in Bond. Like, shit was crazy.
What was wild is he truly plays like he went for that entire night, but he's in Washington right now.
Hey, Will, shout out Gilbert Arenas.
Very much.
All right, so fuck the in-season tournament.
I mean, I'm going to watch, but it's like...
I mean, yeah, you don't watch until y'all lose to the Lakers.
Hey, nigga, fuck you. All right. You know what?
I mean, why is it that, like... I mean, like, at some point, we just got to call a spade a spade. Why does LeBron own KD, dog? Like, I mean, I'm dead ass. Like, this is crazy. Why does LeBron, like, it don't matter how old this nigga gets, no matter how old KD gets, it just seems like no matter what, if those niggas are competing in anything, Kevin Durant will come in second place. Why is that?
I'm actually not familiar with the...
Oh, well, no, they played earlier. Like, aren't they in the same division, the in-season tournament? I mean, they played in the in-season tournament.
They played them all, yeah.
Well, no, but they've already played in a tournament game. Yeah. And what happened?
Lakers did win the game.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Why does LeBron always find himself on top when it's against Kevin Durant? Unless Steph Curry is present.
On top of Kevin Durant is crazy.
Y'all are gay.
Y'all fair?
I seen LeBron and Kevin Durant in the back of the training room fucking each other. I was with Dwayne Martin shit. Real Smith. Y'all walked in. I seen the niggas banging him.
That was some of the nastiest shit too. Like niggas were just really just throwing shit to the wall. And it was gonna stick somehow, whether it was by hook or by crook type shit. But,
Not for real. Like, are you concerned? Like,
not at all.
You just accept that LeBron owns Kevin Durant, or you don't believe that?
Yeah, I've never.
Even though, like, plenty of statistics and verifiable data, highlights, clips, games, we've seen it unfold multiple times. Okay.
Can't really say. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, you know how I feel about LeBron James, but when it comes to LeBron versus KD, like, this nigga just always finds a way to come out on top.
Wow.
Again, unless Steph Curry is present. If Steph Curry's present, then that tilts things in favor of whoever team Steph Curry's on.
Oof.
I mean, even in All-Star games, if it's Steph and LeBron, like, sorry, Kevin.
Wait.
Happens.
Yo, I think KD has a...
KD is the worst representation of Team USA we've ever had.
Not even close.
What are you talking about?
The wild thing is...
These niggas lost to Nigeria.
I'm with you. Facts. But why has Steph not played in Team USA basketball?
What? Hey, yo, this has been another episode of Politically Incorrect. Safe space associated with commentary. Appreciate y'all for listening. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm just, like, if you're...
All right, so boom. Nah, I answer you, trash-ass nigga. Please. All right, so boom. 2012, ankles. Ankles were a problem. He was still dealing with injuries. And I mean, look, I love Steph. At that time... Russ, James Harden, Kobe, Dwayne Wade.
Now shooting.
No, we talking guards. It's Team USA. You ain't got to play positions. So, like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Shut up. So we got these niggas, you know what I'm saying? 2016, coming off another knee injury, selling himself out, thank God. Selling himself out for, I mean, knee scopes be crazy. I had one. You know what I'm saying? These goes be crazy. He's coming off a 73-9 season, unanimous MVP, a heartbreaking loss in the finals. You know what I mean? It just wasn't the right time. 2020, COVID. Care about my family. You know what I'm saying? I can't just be risking myself. You know what I'm saying? So now, I mean, his only real opportunity to represent Team USA is going to be this upcoming Olympics. You know what I mean?
So So this will be a one and done for him.
I mean, what else he got to prove? He gonna go in and win a championship? Like, what the fuck you talking about? I mean, honestly, I am concerned, bitch ass nigga. I am concerned because I mean, we ain't got no answers for Wimby. We ain't got no answers for Rudy Gobert.
I think
we ain't got no answer for Boris Diaw if he's still playing.
I think there's every answer for Rudy Gobert.
Hey man, that nigga had 28 against the Charlotte last night, dog. Nigga's him.
Charlotte's the worst team in the past, like, 3 to 5 years.
I know that. But I know that even more so because of what Rudy Gobert did against them niggas. And you think Rudy Gobert's... Hey, I saw Rudy Gobert take a three when he was wearing that French shit. Niggas change when they repping their country.
Little point of threes on some bullshit.
No, that was at the top of the key type shit. That nigga said, hey, we got him.
Fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga.
All right, well, you know, you're a hater.
Overrated. Pretty boy.
Overrated. Oh, shit. Yeah, okay.
Caused COVID in the NBA type shit.
I mean, you sure it wasn't Donovan Mitchell? Okay. All right. Sure. Right on. All right. So anyway, I guess our last thing before we get out of here on this episode, fucking tail carted off the field, you fucking bitch. So we got.
That's great.
So Drake dropped Scary Hours 2 a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You hate Drake.
I do not.
So you hate Drake.
I do not.
But you hate Drake and you liked Scary Hours 2, which is why we know you hate Drake.
Scary Hours 3.
Whatever. Hating ass nigga, dog. This is a hating ass nigga, dog. Like, what the fuck? Niggas say, all right, but it's fine. So why do you hate Drake?
I don't hate Drake. If you looked at my
Apple. Why are you like, gay?
Drake's my top artist, top listened to artist.
I mean, that don't mean nothing.
2023.
Featuring on everything.
I mean, not necessarily.
Fuck you doing.
Like, if we're talking like featured songs, honestly, if we're talking featured songs from this past year, it's really just one for me, which is off the Travis Scott album.
Whatever. So you think Scary Hour, and like, again, the only people that think that the Scary Hours 3 is like made up for the album are people that hate Drake. That's why I say you hate Drake. So why did you like Scary Hours 3 more than the album when it was just an extension of the album?
Well, I wasn't the biggest fan of the album because of it felt very much like I'm going to make a collection of songs that are going to like I'm making like you may have heard people say that I'm trying to search for the hit or I'm trying to search for the like the club record or whatever the case. All of those lines are blurred nowadays because there are people saying I'm trying to shoot for the TikTok song. I'm shooting for the get into the algorithm and shit like that, which has been predominantly placed by outside of guys like Drake, of course. Lil Yachty had a crazy run throughout this year. Yeet had a crazy run throughout this year. Really, the past 2-3 years, Sexy Red went crazy type shit. You put yourself with those artists and it gave off that type of feel. That type of feel isn't what I would want to hear from an artist like Drake for real. And like some of the greats have done shit like that. Like Jay-Z had a couple albums where he was kind of reaching for a certain sound of its time type shit.
Okay, hold on, fuck all that. We'll get back to that for a second. So like the being a man sucks because you have to have the sexual discipline to not knock something down that you know you can, but you shouldn't for like every reason that you already know in the back of your head. But the thing is, like, those reasons go out the door when your dick's hard.
Okay.
So, like, what's a man to do?
Okay. What?
Back then, didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me. Back then, didn't want me. Now I'm hot. They all on me. I said, bad dad, dead woman. I mean, it's crazy how that happens, though. But, like, now you're the bad guy if you just fuck him and leave. Why?
That's how it works, unfortunately.
Well, that's what I wanted to do 8 years ago. But, like, you was on some bullshit.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Shit happens like that sometimes, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't do that.
I mean, at the end of the day, dogs are going to be dogs. You know what I'm saying?
You said what?
I mean, at the end of the day, dogs are going to be dogs. You know what I mean?
Dogs will be dogs, and though we may roam. But yeah, that album was trash, but we like Scary Hours too. or three, whatever the fuck.
What's also crazy about that, though, is like that song in particular. I don't think anybody really gives a fuck about what Drake's talking about on that song. I think they only care about Tizo Touchdown's part of that song.
What's Drake talking about on the song? Huh? What's Drake talking about on the song? I don't. Perks for the weed, turks for the weed, perks for your friend, perks for your niece. No, you don't do perks, baby, but. Ah.
The Scary Hours 3, Scary Hour 3, six songs, all rapping, or at least more of rapping. I can easily find six songs to take out from the original album, put those songs in there, and that album is way higher up as far as like how I view the album.
What? Yeah. Well, that's S9, S10, S11, S12. No, I mean, the Scary Hours 3 or whatever, like, it was cool just because, you know, I mean, cool and more Drake, but it did not do anything to change my opinion of the album. And if it did anything to change your opinion of the album, I just ask, why do you hate Drake?
I don't hate Drake.
Okay. I believe you, Michael. I believe him. Just like fucking LeBron getting Udoka ejected last night. The ref just over here just like, hey, get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? Fucking Udoka? Fucking cheating on your wife, you piece of shit.
Fancy football is the biggest crock of shit in my entire life.
Hey, man. Life is so stupid. I live it every Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm about to get in this car. I'm just about to be crying in my fucking... crying my eyes up going down the highway and shit.
Okay. Do you have a favorite song from this Scary Hours 3, 4, 5, 6?
Like a favorite one song? No, I don't.
So it's not that good.
Pardon me. It's because I genuinely like all six songs.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, You Broke My Heart was a great finish to the project.
Fuck my ex, fuck my ex, fuck my ex, fuck my ex.
What's crazy, I think You Broke My Heart would have been a perfect ending to Certified Lover Boy. If it's kind of like with the air quotes theme of what Certified Lover Boy was supposed to have been, at least.
I think maybe. It was a nice song though. Nice little bonus feature thing.
Like, it's nice to hear him and J. Cole. They're going to be going on tour together.
Yeah, that Evil Way shit was actually trash.
Really?
I mean, because we know First Person Shooter exists, yeah.
That's
and I mean, before that, their other collab was what, In the Morning? Mm-hmm. Overrated.
I mean, Sweeter Man as well. It was back in like 2016, 17.
Overrated.
All right, rapper.
So yeah, I mean that's all I got for you right now. Let me see. Misogyny. Bitches.
Did you ever hear a song off of Scary Hours 3? Like, did you like Scary Hours 3?
I mean, I liked it because it was Drake, but I didn't think it was anything. I mean. What was the song? I think Wick Man, whatever that song was, where he said, like, Black America always reminded me of my mom or some shit. Oh, bars, nigga. Mm. Bars, nigga. I can't wait to be dropping that shit during all election season. Because, I mean, if you actually, like, want what's, like, better for your country and yourself, you obviously hate black people. What's that say about the state of the country?
It's an interesting country. This is very interesting country.
Man. Hey, no, I, you know what? I guess I'll end with this. I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and I was like, you know what? If Trump wins, he should just make me like Grand Wizard Nigga or something,